Right, y'all. I just want to take a quick second to talk about our sponsor, Sunbasket. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am not a big fan of grocery shopping or meal planning or anything that goes along with any of that. But I do very much care about eating healthy. But when you don't like to grocery shop or plan meals, it is really hard to cook healthy dinners for your family. And that's where Sunbasket comes in. They're a team of dietitians and chefs that design wholesome, nutritious, and delicious meal kits delivered to your door. Each week, you can choose from a brand new selection of quick and easy meal kit recipes with a wide variety of dietary options, plus dozens of snacks, salads, breakfast items, and more. And you can pick and choose from recipe options like vegetarian, Mediterranean, carb conscious, the list goes on. We just had orzo bowls with broccoli, sun-dried tomatoes, and pea stew, and it was delicious. My kids even liked them. I can't speak to Sunbasket more. I love them. Thanks to Sunbasket's commitments to clean ingredients and organic fresh produce, there's no easier way to eat your very, very best. You just have to go to sunbasket.com/queerfam today to save $120 across your first four deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/queerfam to save $120, y'all, across your first four deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. Go do that. Get some healthy food. There you go. This episode is sponsored by Feather Snack. Okay, hold on, y'all. I have to tell you about something that my wife got us into and that my whole family is loving now. Brace yourselves. It's the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. Yes, I said bird feeder. This thing is so cool, and it offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn about the birds right in your own backyard. Or, if you're like us, living in New York City, it's in your friend's backyard in the country, and you get to use the app connected to it to learn all the stuff. It's got this high-resolution camera that connects to an app, so you can check out a live stream from your feeder. You can take photos and videos of the birds that visit. You can ID the species using expert-trained AI, and you can earn badges along the way. You can even, y'all, learn fun facts about hundreds of species. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces? And they can even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I know that now. Did you? Seriously, the Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just a whole bunch of fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. This episode is brought to you by Ember, Yoga Sleep, and BetterHelp. We are happy to have them on board, making this show a possibility.
Welcome to If These Ovaries Could Talk. I'm Jamie.
I'm Robin.
And we're your hosts.
We sure are.
I am a lesbian.
So gay.
We need to tell our story.
It's not your nuclear family anymore. It's not just your mom and dad thing.
We're not ruining these little humans.
Not for the gay reason. Just
because
we stink.
OMG, our Hi, listeners.
Guys. Hi.
You can't even imagine where we are right now. I am currently in my apartment sitting under a blanket for sound quality. Where are you, Jamie?
I'm not sitting under a blanket for sound quality. Because I'm refused to do that. But I am in my daughter's room while everybody in my family is outside in the kitchen right outside this door.
So we are practicing social distancing.
And we are not in the studio today. And we might not be for
a
good amount of time.
But so what that means for you folks is that you're going to hear a noticeable sound quality difference between this intro, the outro, and our ads and the actual interview, because the interview was pre-recorded in a studio. And so we just wanted people to know, like, hey, what's going on when all of a sudden sound quality changes a little bit? That's why I'm under a blanket and Jamie's not, because she's not committed to your sound quality.
I'm so committed. I'm really committed. I just don't think it makes a difference. We can let our listeners tell us. God.
I'd love to hear from our listeners on the social media. Like, how freaked out is everybody? I mean,
I am full of anxiety. Like, I actually, when this was all building up and everybody was still at work and school and I was home doing work at home, I was getting worse and worse anxiety being by myself here. Thinking, yeah. Oh my God, I need everybody home with me. I'm getting anxiety. It's a little scary. Yeah.
Well, I'm like wildly vacillating between like feeling like, is this an overreaction? And then being like, no, this is crazy. We shouldn't leave the house. And I keep calling people and asking them how freaked out they are to try to gauge how freaked out I should be.
Right.
Because I don't think I'm often in touch with my own emotions. Wow. So.
Well, you know, I live in the heart of the city too. And it's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
I live at Madison Square Park. We went into Madison Square Park for a stroll because you got to get outside. And
I've
never seen the park this empty in my life.
Oh, see, like conversely, yesterday, Prospect Park was packed.
Oh, really?
So,
well, so we have to tell everybody that
we're a week behind.
We're a week behind you guys. So this happened last week.
Yeah.
So by the time this airs, we might all be in a real lockdown. I don't know.
We're giving away all of our recording secrets, Jamie.
Well, this is the only way we can keep on top of it.
I know. But we want you guys to know that we are going to do our very best to stay here and just keep, because we think it's important to have content. Mm-hmm. You know, so that people can take their minds off of things. So we're going to try to keep things light. We're not here to give you advice. There's experts who will do that. But we're going to just like keep the show going and give you content and stuff that you can hang out and listen to when your kids are playing video games. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, God. We all need something to listen to, right?
We do.
I've already run out of shows to watch. So.
Oh, God. I'm like binging the last season of Younger. I love that show so much.
I don't know what that is. We'll talk
about
it.
Oh, my God. We'll talk offline, as they say in business.
Okay.
So right. Before we get to our interview, you might have heard us talk about our Patreon community. Mm-hmm. And today we want to give a special shout out to our latest Patreon member, Ashley Palma.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us, Ashley. Woohoo!
Thank you, Ashley. Love you, Ashley.
Jamie's very free with her love.
And
I like you a lot, Ashley. How's that?
Love is a strong word. And if you'd like to join our Patreon community for all kinds of bonus content, we're talking videos, swag for joining, it's all there. Just head to patreon.com/ovaries talk.
Yes. And so our guests today, Ooh. We have Amanda Diber and Kat Staggs.
Love these ladies.
Oh my God. Amanda is a television writer. Her Twitter profile, I love so much. She says, I'm a television and comic book writer who spends way too much time procrastinating on Twitter. Like, that's a perfect, perfect bio line. And then her wife, Kat, is an illustrator, and they work together on Wonder Woman. I mean, is that the gayest thing you've ever heard? I love it.
So gay and so lesbian power. Yes. Wonder Woman.
Let's get to it. Should we go to the interview, Jamie?
Yes. I think they're tired of us.
I think so, too. Okay, I'm tired of us.
Okay. Bring them in. I know we're not bringing them in.
Everybody now knows we don't bring them in, Jamie. Okay. Good day. Okay.
Good day.
Bye. Hi, Amanda and Kat.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you guys today?
Great.
We're great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Where are we talking to you from?
We are in beautiful Burbank suburbs just outside of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
When I think of Burbank, I think of Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show.
Yeah, I think everybody does.
I mean, Burbank is where, isn't Warner Brothers Studios in Burbank?
Yes, Warner Brothers is here, Disney is here, lots of studios here.
So let's start where we always start with our elevator pitch. So who wants to tell us the story of your family? Who wants to volunteer?
I'll do it.
Okay.
All right. Go, Amanda.
Okay, our family, we're kind of the island of Themyscira from Wonder Woman lore. It's an all-female household. My wife, Kat, myself, our daughter, Vivian, who just turned 5. Kat is a comic book illustrator, and I'm a comic book writer and television writer, and it's all girl time and female empowerment all the time, and that's about it.
Whoa.
That was amazing. Wait, Island of the Mascara? I've never heard that term.
Oh, Island of the Mascara. It's so because we're both comic book people, that's where Wonder Woman comes from.
Oh, I didn't that's know
actually
that was
the name of the
it.
Island?
Yes. Yes.
I love that.
I think all of us lesbians just call it Island
Are
of
they
Lesbos.
All they should all be lesbians.
They're not.
They
though.
Should, though.
But they're not.
But why aren't they?
I mean, definitely some, if not most of them are. Definitely. You can't not be. And like, you know, in canon, it's pretty much accepted that Wonder Woman is at least bi. So
I mean, totally. Oh. She's got to be.
Yeah.
She's got to be.
I like that.
I'll take it. I just want them all to be gay. They should just all be gay, powerful women.
Did you guys meet doing your work?
Yes and no. I had never done comic book work when we met. Mm. Where we did meet is, so this is back in the day when it was a very different website, but back in the aughts.
Long ago. The aughts.
I was on a web series on After Ellen.
Oh.
And Kat was on After Ellen and started messaging me via After Ellen about the web series, you know, like the general.
Well, it wasn't just me. There was a group of people.
Well, anyway.
She's like, she honed in on me.
Back in the days of actual chat rooms.
But we moved from there to like becoming MySpace friends.
Of course you did.
MySpace, yes.
Yeah, I feel so old right now. And then we moved from MySpace to Facebook. And yeah, we started talking, then we started calling each other on the phone. And then I had a birthday and I had gone through a pretty big breakup not very long before this. And so as a birthday present to myself, Kat lived in Texas. I was here in Los Angeles. And I said, you know what? As a birthday present to myself, I'm going to fly you out here for a 3-day booty call.
Ooh. As you do.
Like you do. Happy birthday to me. I was in my 20s.
And she knew this was a booty call. It wasn't just like, come on out and visit me. Like she knew what was up.
We were trying to keep it really casual. Failing.
We were trying to keep it casual as we were on the phone basically 20 of 24 hours a day.
But we're like, no, this is fine. We both had significant breakups. We're like, we're going to take it slow. So we'll just like sleep together for a few days and then you go back to Texas and it'll all be fine.
As legends
do. If it doesn't work, it's 2 days.
Yeah, that was almost 12 years ago now.
Oh my goodness.
Did you go back after the 2 days?
I did.
Kat, you did. You did go back.
I did go back and then about 3 weeks later, I flew out again because it was basically right before Thanksgiving and then right after Christmas.
And Amanda, you were like, I'm not going to Texas. You're going to need to come to Burbank.
A couple times.
Yeah, she visited once. We were there for like one night and then we went to Dallas for a convention, so we weren't really in my house at all. And then the next time she came to Texas
was packing up a moving
van. So you hauled it.
I mean, there was about 4 or 5 months in between that, but
you guys, we did.
Typical lesbian U-Haul story. Good job.
I want to hear a little bit more about your careers. Can you share a little bit more?
Talk about your careers, guys. It's fascinating work.
Well, Kat was already working and she was doing things for Lucasfilm and for comic books. And I was a beginning TV writer. I assume you just heard our daughter screaming at us.
Did she say, Mommy, it's broken?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that's the iPad.
Correct.
That's how you're doing this interview.
That's how we're all able to do things.
Yes.
We were like, here's some candy. Here's an iPad. And some
here's some ice cream. Just stay over there for 42 minutes.
Kat has just stepped away to deal with the iPad. So I'll just.
Well, you can be her agent while she's in iPad land.
Yeah.
So she was doing beautiful illustrations for lots of companies. I was beginning to write for TV. And then we started doing this thing together. There was like a female comedy website that had just started. And so we started doing this webcomic called Hot Mess, where I would just tell embarrassing stories about my life.
Nice.
That's fun.
In like a strip that Kat would illustrate.
Oh, cool. So
we did that together for a while. And then I also did like some online like comedy videos. And one of them was a Batman joke. And then that went around for a while. And then one of Kat's editors at DC saw it and then messaged me and was like, hey, do you want to write a Wonder Woman comic?
You're like, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Since you are Batman, would you like to?
And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. The most iconic female superhero of all time.
Yeah, please.
No problem. Yeah. No crush. Yeah. No crush. Yeah.
Plus, you're gay.
Very simple.
Yeah, you were like, this is in my wheelhouse. Yes.
Right.
It's like, fantastic. And then Kat and I did that one together. That was the first like legit comic book thing we did together was that.
How was it working together on a creative project like that?
It's wonderful. It's really great because we are very aware of what each other is capable of. And we have a shorthand, obviously, for doing that. But we trust what each other's going to create with the project. So we know how far we can push it.
I work with a lot of other artists. She works with a lot of other writers. But there is something really lovely about when we work together because you just like, you know how it's going to turn out. Also, we're right here together, so we can, you know, we talk to each other. Kat Studios in our house, so it's
that's cool.
Yeah, for collaboration, it couldn't be easier.
Yeah. Like if either one of us is not clear about something, the other one's right there to answer the question, so we don't have to do, you know, the email back and forth and wait.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
And then at the same time, you could be like, and also, I asked you to do the laundry.
So you like kill right, two birds with one stone.
Totally.
That's pretty much.
Nothing better.
Yes. Your art looks beautiful. Now where are the car keys?
You guys need to make a show with two moms and some kids.
Something based on your life.
Yeah. Or your whole life.
Are you already
working
on that?
We do have a superhero comic idea that we want to do that would incorporate basically that.
Love it. Get on it. That's what we need. We need that out there.
I know. We need more, mm-hmm. more of that.
So much more. Mm-hmm. So much more.
It was amazing how glaring a void that is when we had our child. Yeah. We're like, there's just nothing.
It's true. We just got Disney Plus. Like I caved and we got it. And so Rose was watching this show and it's like about storks who deliver babies. I don't know what this show is, but I'm sitting there thinking like the things that go through my head now that I'm so aware, like this show is so freaking heteronormative. What the fuck? Like why do they mention moms and dads? Yeah, it's just parents.
We seek out, if we find something, we're like, oh, she's watching this.
I know. And then you try to force it. And then that's not the one they want to watch. It's a whole thing.
I get excited anytime I see representation in literally anything. So I super understand what you mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so important.
Robin.
Yes.
I am trapped inside. I am attempting to homeschool and it is so hot in my apartment. I need help.
I know it's trying times. And also like that's city living, right? Yeah. One temperature for everyone in an apartment building, right? Which does not address the fact that temperature is a personal issue. Everyone's idea of comfortable is unique.
I know that's right. And I know we're talking about being inside right now, but also with all of this homeschooling, I have to take the kids out for recess. And it doesn't matter if it's hot or cold outside, we're out there, you know, so there's that too.
Oh, I know. I have to tell you, I have never been so happy because I'm on the homeschooling tip too, obviously. I think we all are. I've never been so happy to have the Ember Wave as I have been this week because I've been using it inside and outside. Guys, it's the first bracelet that helps you feel cooler or warmer at the touch of a button. All you do is press to activate the Ember Wave and it creates a cool or warm sensation on your wrist.
Oh my God. I was just going to tell you that I have been all about my Ember in this ridiculously hot apartment. No joke. No, it's so great because the sensation it gives you works with your body and your mind and it makes you feel more comfortable in a matter of minutes. Like it's quick.
I know. And it's based on the science of how your mind and body respond to temperature sensations. Ember Wave provides comfort in unpredictable climates, relief from stress, and support for sleep, which we all need right now.
Oh, I know. I also use it for sleeping. These homeschooling days are long AF, as the kids say. And Ember Wave has a fall asleep mode that can help you maintain a comfortable temperature as you drift off to sleep without wine. Like I really do. Right.
Yeah, exactly, JB, please. And once we all get out of quarantine, which hopefully happens sometime soon, you can use your Ember Wave in your over-air conditioned office, restaurants, airplanes, after a workout, malls, in the car, crowded public places. Remember when we used to be able to go to those places?
Oh, man. Yeah. So listen, to our listeners who can never seem to be at the right temperature, to receive $50 off your order, head to emberwave.com/OCT. That's EmberWave.
Yes. Again, that's emberwave.com/OCT to receive $50 off your order. Go get it.
Get it.
Get to the right temperature, for God's sake.
Come on, guys.
Let's talk family.
Please.
Let's talk about how you made your family. Yeah, give us that.
How long were you together before you decided you were going to do this whole baby thing?
We were really traditional. We got married first, but not legally here, of course.
Of course not.
But we got legally married in New York, where we don't live.
Uh-huh. As you do.
We flew across the country. And we got legally married. We came back here.
Got domestic partnered.
Yes, in a FedEx store?
UPS store.
Oh, UPS store.
Oh my God, amazing.
So romantic.
So romantic.
Yes. Between the boxes and duct tape. Great.
And like next to the wall of like people's P.O. boxes.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bubble
and
wrap.
Bubble wrap.
And the clerk was like, uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, I wish you had been in bubble wrap dresses.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that would have been so
or
good.
Or suits.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's that thing where like, you know, we went to Central Park and had an amazing legal wedding and then came home and that was the contrast.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah.
Was so glaring. Romantic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we had been married 3 years when, again, very traditionally, I had gotten laid off from a television show that got canceled and was given a nice severance package.
Oh,
we love a package.
I mean, a severance package, not a package.
Not the other type of package. That's less for us and more for like, you know, other people.
Exactly. And as you do with that, you go, ooh, hey, let's make a baby.
Let's make a gay baby.
Let's see. I'm out of work. Now is the time to have a baby.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it works perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were like, hey, this is good timing for a lot of reasons. So let's just go for it.
Okay. How old were you guys?
If you don't mind us asking.
I know. Sorry. Oh, we're going to get deep in here.
I was 31 and Kat was 42.
Okay.
Okay. Did that clear some paths as to how you were going to go about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We decided that I would carry, and we'd always kind of known that because I am younger, we just knew it would be the easier, that it would increase our odds and whatever. So like we had always kind of known that going forward, which is why even at the time when we got married, I use my maiden name professionally, but I took Kat's last name when we got married because I knew one day that like we did want to have kids and that I'd like the kids to have her last name, especially because I was going to be the one with genetic ties.
Makes sense.
All that. So
that's big of you.
So that's what we did.
What about donor? Like how was that discussion?
Mm-hmm. Well, we thought, you know, we did the whole, should we do friends? Should we do, I have a brother? And then we were like, no, that just gets weird.
But you did talk to him about it. I mean, like we did think about it.
Oh, you did actually talk to your brother about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he open to it?
He was, but we ended up going anonymous, actually.
Sperm bank?
Yeah.
Like as in closed, as in you can't find them down the road?
It is closed, but we have enough information that it wouldn't actually be that. I don't think it would be that complicated if it was.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
what
kind of information
do you guys have?
We have audio recordings of his voice. Mm-hmm. We have childhood pictures. Mm-hmm. We have family medical history out to like aunts and uncles and, you know, siblings and parents and everything. Mm-hmm. Some essays written. Like we have quite a bit of information.
Yeah.
If she wanted to identify, I don't think it would be that hard.
Interesting. Okay. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that before. That's a very interesting way of looking at it.
Well, I didn't know my biological father. And I have recently been able to find, he's no longer living, but like find his family and relatives and stuff. So I have some experience in this realm, which I think will just in general be good.
I was just going to say that you've got a sideline sleuth career.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but I mean, too, you know, I can relate to, it's a different situation, but I can, if she has questions or feelings or whatever about it, at least I'm a person who's been in a similar situation. So.
Okay. That's good.
Can we ask what made you choose like to go the closed route or versus the open route? And if you don't want to share it's okay, by the way.
Oh, I mean, at the time, it really had a lot to do with us wanting to make all the decisions for our family for ourselves is the short line. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of complex reasons, but like that's the main reason.
Yeah, that makes sense. I had a lot of that thinking, too, in the beginning. I remember thinking I didn't want somebody to be a part of our family that wasn't a part of our family.
Right.
That was. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and basically that's the gist of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anne and I had chosen a closed donor from the bank first. That was our first one that we bought, and we actually did one insemination. And then we were talking with friends who also had a kid via sperm donor at the bank, and we're talking about why they had chosen open versus closed, and they had all these reasons that freaked us out. And we went back to the bank and ended up getting an open donor in the end.
No, I think you just have to make the decision that's best for you guys at the time for your family, and then and then sort it out. I mean, our families are different, so that's always going to be something that has to be dealt with. Whatever you choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no two LGBTQ family is the same. There's never a story that's exactly the same, which is what's so beautiful about all of our stories.
Because there's a lot of levers and options and things.
So many options. A book full of options.
Yes, levers.
Levers. Yeah.
I also think by the time, how old is your daughter?
She's 5.
5. So by the time she's like 18, I can't imagine a world where everybody's DNA isn't like out there. That's, you know what I mean?
Everybody's going to know everybody.
Like somebody in my group identified one of, I mean, mine's an open donor, but we're not, you know, it's 18. When the kids turn 18, they can generate it. And someone in our group swabbed their kids and found the donor.
Yeah. It's just like, I think in this modern age, I don't know that closed actually truly could exist.
It's an interesting take. Nobody's ever said it's interesting to think of it that way.
I mean, I could be wrong, but like you said, between DNA stuff, between social media, between the amount of information you have, like it's just not actually that complicated.
Robin?
Yes, Jamie.
I just put my 2-year-old down for his nap using the amazing Dome sound machine from Yoga Sleep, and it worked like a charm. No kidding. And now he can't hear me outside his room recording these ads with you.
Because the dome covers up the sounds out here. It's genius. Every mom needs to have one of these.
Oh my God, tell me about it. I love yoga sleep. We just went to the Dominican Republic on vacation not too long ago, and my daughter brought the travel one because they were like conjoined rooms. And then Mary and I didn't feel like we couldn't talk because that thing was keeping them asleep. It was amazing.
It's the best.
And I just love that Yoga Sleep has been making products for over 50 years. Like they're trusted products that work. I mean, white noise is a natural approach to better sleep and relaxation. Mm-hmm. Yoga Sleep makes sound machines for home, travel, and baby, and everyone in my family uses one. And I'm not even kidding. Everyone. We have one in every room.
Yeah,
we're obsessive.
So do we. But did you know that also Yoga Sleep started way back in 1962 when their founder invented the original sound conditioner, that's what it was called, with a real fan inside. And it's been beloved by millions ever since. The dome has a fan sound. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And their products are backed by a 101-night promise, meaning you can try them risk-free.
Well, since I'm a Yoga Sleep regular, I did know that, Jamie. But I will say that I can't imagine anyone needing to return it. But whatever, it's good that they've got that guarantee. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's helping my whole family sleep. Nobody's returning anything.
Yeah, well, and also we have a deal for our listeners, obviously. You can go to yogasleep.com/OCT to save an exclusive 20% off a sound machine for natural sleep for the whole family.
That's yogasleep.com/OCT to get 20% off. yogasleep.com/OCT. Go get it.
Do it, guys.
Sleep well.
We need our sleep.
We sure do. They're in these trying times.
Okay, so you pick your donor, and then what happened?
We chose a donor, and then we went to a fertility clinic in Beverly Hills, like you do.
With valet parking.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Actually, it does, because every place has valet parking in LA.
I have to say,
free parking is an anomaly.
That makes
here.
Me so mad about LA is how they take the meters at night or whatever and turn them into valet parking. I'm like, but I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I should be able to just pull up. I don't want to use your dumb valet. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get
it. It's the worst.
I don't understand.
It's the worst, but we do have amazing weather. So.
It's true. It is true.
It's true. And you've got those canyons that I always see people hiking on Instagram.
Beautiful. Oh, California's beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, back to you guys. So you have sperm. You have hoppers.
So we have sperm. We have hoppers. We take it to the fertility clinic. And they want to optimize everything. So then it was like me, like a month of me like taking vitamin D and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, the usual.
But that's it? Just vitamin D?
Yeah, I think. Wasn't it just like a prenatal and vitamin D?
I believe so.
So you didn't unmedicated. IUI then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. It was, well, they looked at everything and I was like very fertile. Like,
very. Yeah.
So she was like, I think things are good. Let's try it, you know, kind of naturally. And then we'll like see.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great.
And how many tries?
Here's where it's ridiculous. One.
Oh my God.
I know.
We did it. Yeah. Friday afternoon and then.
Two inseminations, but one,
right,
one month.
Right, yes.
1 month, but and it
yeah,
worked.
One try.
That's incredible.
Congratulations.
We were not anticipating
no,
that
No, of course not.
All,
why
obviously.
Would you?
No, we were fully prepared to have to do multiple.
You're ready. You were ready tries. For the journey, of course.
Yeah, and especially, you know, because we weren't, you know, there was no like hormones, no extra anything. Mm-hmm. And then, so we were really not even thinking about it. You know, I was like planning like, oh, when we find out I'm not, we'll like, I don't know, go wine tasting again or like do something to distract ourselves, you know? Right. Like I was planning my depression.
We're going to
go
to Napa.
Damn. You're like, wait, I have this glass of wine poured.
Or the drugstore, whatever, you know.
It's so funny. Amazing.
But yeah, and then the day we found out, they were also spraying our apartment for bugs. So we had all of our pets. We had at the time a dog and two cats that we had to take out of the house. So we like were driving around with all our pets in the car.
Yeah, we had to be gone for like an hour. And of course, that's when they called. We literally pulled over.
And were you like really just not expecting a positive result?
No. Oh, no. I was expecting bad
Although,
news.
Although actually, I will say Amanda was pretty convinced that she might have been.
Because you could feel something change?
She could feel.
Like I knew. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my boobs really hurt.
Yeah, yeah. My boobs changed right away.
But all those signs are the same signs as PMS, and that's what throws everybody. Like, yeah, you ever go into any of those trying to conceive groups, and it's all people being like, my breasts are tender, and do you think it's like, oh, they're all the same. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. So I was telling myself, I was like, okay, like, I feel different, and my boobs feel very different, but I also don't want to get my hopes up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, this past year, we have tried for a second, and there have definitely been times where I thought it was that and it was just PMS boobs. So like, obviously, you know, that is a thing. But this time I had nothing to go off. You know, I had nothing to compare it to, and I just knew it was different.
Right, right. So you get your positive result. You are through the moon and also like, what the fuck just happened?
Basically. Oh, so we are really doing this.
You had no time to prepare. Like, I know that like, that's the dream, but at the same time, the couple of failures kind of help you get really ready for it, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I had also thought that too. I was like, oh, you know, we'll have all these like extra months to start, I don't know, getting ready and
just getting your head around it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But no, then it was just like, I mean, even the doctor was shocked. She was like, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but you're pregnant.
Wow. And so just an uneventful pregnancy and then boom, baby, 9 months later?
Pretty much, yeah. Just like the normal stuff. But like, we were really, really lucky.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about being out as a family. And I'm curious, like, once you had your LGBTQ family, what was your experience like then? You're in a bubble, I imagine.
A liberal bubble.
It's pretty bubble-ish, but there's still. I mean, even last weekend, somebody asked Kat if she was
the grandmother.
If she was Vivian's grandmother, just because. And like, Kat does not. I realize we have an age difference, but we don't.
That's
even
not that big an age difference.
No, that happens with me and my wife too. They ask if my wife is the grandmother. Yeah, yeah, it's
just because they just
times.
Can't fathom what else it could be.
Because you're either sisters or you're related in some way, but you can't be wives. You can't both be the moms.
Right.
And did you correct them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you
no,
did.
I said no. She's my daughter.
Oh, good job.
I mean, we always do, and we always have, you know. And then you get the, I mean, as of course you get the inappropriate questions where people will then want to like point blank ask all kinds of things about the DNA and who carried and like all the, you know, like when you're like
in the grocery store.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So how'd you do it?
You know, it's one thing to come onto a podcast and be like, this is what we're going to talk about. Right. We're going to talk about it with other, you know, LGBTQ families and parents. Right. But like when it's just like out and about and then people want to ask questions and your child's right there and they're getting really intense and personal. And it's like, I have never asked someone if like their husband was hitting it from behind when they can see.
I know, right? Like, right? Can you imagine? Know?
So you did it doggy style?
But you know what's funny? Like when your kids get old enough to like, they understand what's happened. Like my daughter just this weekend, there was an older woman that was talking to us and it was just me and my daughter. I didn't give birth to my daughter. I didn't give birth to our first. My wife did. So we don't share genetics. My daughter knows this. And like this woman was like, oh, she just looks so much like you. So beautiful. And in the past, I've just said, oh, God, thank you so much. You know, I love it. Mm-hmm. But my daughter was like, that's hilarious because she didn't born me. And the woman, like she was older. She didn't born me.
She just broke her brain.
No, she didn't hear her say that. And I even like caught myself because I almost shushed my daughter because I didn't want to shock this old woman. Yeah. I almost shushed her. I also just didn't want to have the conversation with this older woman, you know, and have to explain it. But Rose kept like, no, she thought you borned me. You didn't even born me. We don't even share anything together.
Like, oh my God.
She was like, my other mommy borned me.
It would have been funny if you just said, if you had like made a big deal being like, I am so sorry about her grammar.
Oh, yeah, that's
just
even better.
Made it be about her grammar. That would have been hilarious. And then just walked away and watched the old lady being like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, like, when they get older, they start outing you.
Yeah.
And you can't hide anymore. Yeah. Like, because my instinct was to just, like, sweep it under the rug and let this old woman think whatever she wanted to. But no, now you have to really be out.
Isn't that the interesting thing about being parents who are queer and then, like, we have our children who obviously like no matter what their orientation is later, like they're always part of the community because they've grown up there, and you know, my daughter's in a lesbian family no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I want her to be never feel ashamed of that.
Right, exactly.
Always be proud of that, never feel like it's something against her. But at the same time, it's like you get really confronted with that because our default, or at least mine, is to just mostly not to bring it up or not to say anything. Or to like pass when I can, if I just don't even if it's just not even for a shame reason, but just like, I don't want to have to sit here and explain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To a stranger.
It's right. It's yes. Like, you don't want to ruffle the feathers, but it's even more than that. It's just, I don't want to talk about this. Like, I don't need right. to, I can pass. So I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah.
And then I feel a responsibility too, because if I back away from it, mm-hmm. then my daughter is going to learn that, you know, unsaid lesson.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm just going to start turning it around on them.
Like yeah,
how? I'm just gonna start turning around. You know, I'll say, "Oh no, we did anonymous," and it's like, "How did you guys do it?"
That's yeah. a good. That's yeah. good.
Wait, are you sure it was your husband?
You should totally say that. Yeah. You should totally.
I mean, because have you ever had any affairs?
Yeah. Yeah, or you should say,
yeah, exactly.
"Oh, don't you wish you could have like gotten somebody with a different nose yeah. or something like?"
By the way, that'd be amazing. Like, we got to pick and choose all the donor traits. That's a shame you didn't.
Oh, you had to do it for love.
Yeah,
oh. It's okay. I'm sure your kids are still fine.
They're probably attractive enough.
Yeah,
they'll be fine. Oh, that's good.
I was like, rare.
Throw it back on them. It's very true though. It's teaching me to check my triggers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I.
By the way, Jamie just recently took some training at work, and so now she talks in jargon about triggers and things like that. But you go ahead, Jamie.
Everybody in LA does. Everybody in LA is in therapy. Everybody talks about triggers.
Oh yeah, I'm checking my triggers left and
check
right.
Your triggers.
You shut those triggers up. What the heck?
Triggers and kale.
Triggers and kale. I love kale, and so does Rob. Mm-hmm. And Robin makes kale chips on the regular.
Kale chips for days. Mm-hmm.
So, but like, amazing. You know, like I really thinking back on this little thing that happened this weekend, I. shushed my daughter for a second, and then I had to stop myself because she looked at me like, why'd you shush me? You know, because I'm teaching her to model pride in our family and to have pride, and I mm-hmm. just off the cuff without thinking about it went shh, 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 you know, and oh my God, that's so, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And then luckily we were able to work through it, and I didn't have to, you know, I let go of the shushing and I let her just say whatever she needed to say or yeah. what she wanted to say. But you learn a lot about yourself when with these little kids.
Yeah.
Really, it's true.
Yeah, just parenting in general.
Well, yeah, that too.
And there's just so many conversations. It's like, I think what I thought, the like talking about like the donors and stuff, it was going to be just like a one-time conversation. And I didn't realize it's like a forever conversation that you just keep adding to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like we were in the car on the way back from like their sleepaway camp reunion this weekend. And they were asking about lawyers. And I said, yeah, we had a lawyer when you were adopted, and they were like, wait, what? And I was like, oh, crap ass. Now, I'm like, now we got to talk about second parent adoption. And then that, you know, and I was like, we don't have enough time right now. Like, I'm going to be leaving this in a bad place, but it's interesting.
Did you guys do second parent adoption?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Here in California, we are able to do like Kat's name was on the birth certificate mm-hmm. and we were married. So like legally we were already pretty solid. Mm-hmm. So we didn't do second parent adoption right away. We did second parent adoption after Trump got elected.
Smart.
Yeah.
I started working on my second parent adoption after Trump got elected. I'm still in the process. We haven't done it.
She still hasn't done it.
No, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we knew, like, I mean, we were already, like, legally mm-hmm. very solid. But now we're like, let's do everything we can because everything is...
You just don't know.
...getting dismantled. And I mean, honestly, you know, even second parent adoption probably...
Right.
Wouldn't matter if everything got dismantled.
Yeah, no, that's true.
God, that's so scary.
So many scary things
so scary.
Right now.
Yeah, but it's good to do it for sure. Mm-hmm. For mm-hmm. sure.
Hey, Robin, you know what we could all use in this very isolating COVID-19 time? Online counseling with BetterHelp.
Maybe you do need that.
I mean, no, seriously. Anxiety is through the roof right now. I know mine is. I mean, talking to someone without having to go anywhere sounds like a good idea to me right about now. No germ-infested waiting rooms, no germy seats, just the comfort of my own slightly germ-free home and a licensed professional therapist to tell all my worries to. I mean, yes.
I know, it's smart, Jamie. I mean, I think that's a really good idea because BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist quickly, and you could start communicating in under 24 hours. So for those of us who really need to talk, and in all seriousness, like that's important with everything going on right now, BetterHelp could be your solution.
Totally. And I want to stress that it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. So there's a good chance you may like your new counselor so much that you want to stay with them past this crazy time.
I'm glad that you're going to stay with your counselor forever, Jamie. And keep in mind, everybody, this service is available for clients worldwide. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's counseling network, which may be not available to you locally. So you can just log into your account anytime and you can send messages to your counselor and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses.
It's so great. And if you don't like the counselor that they gave you, BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Oh my God, Jamie, I think you found something that's amazing and perfect for our listeners.
I'm pretty good at that.
I know. And BetterHelp wants you guys to start living a happier life today.
How about you, Robin? Did I convince you? Yes?
Not yet, but I'm definitely going to tell Mary to make sure she's in touch with her lady during this time.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, our listeners, you can visit betterhelp.com/OCT. That's better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 700,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. That's a special offer for If These Ovaries Could Talk listeners. You get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/OCT.
And in all seriousness, go get it. It's so helpful, especially right now with everything that's going on.
I think we all need this. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Stay healthy.
So you mentioned you guys are working on a second. What was that a big discussion?
It was. Yeah. And it's ongoing.
Yeah.
The discussion.
Yeah. Like what you might not do it?
Yeah, we're kind of in a very, I mean, we definitely, like, this summer we tried multiple times. Mm-hmm. Right now, like, we haven't done anything this month. And we keep checking in. Mm-hmm. About it with each other. Like we're a little bit on the fence about how long to keep trying and when to close the door. Mm-hmm. And that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Like, would you ratchet it up, or are you just like, we're IUI and we would not do anything more assisted than that?
Probably wouldn't do more than IUI.
Probably not.
It's such a slippery slope. It's like, once you start, you're like, I don't know if I just do medicated IUI. And then once you start that, you're like, well, right. I'm this far in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it comes down to how much you really want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we keep going back and forth on that a little bit, because there's some things about life that are easier with one. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we have more time, attention, resources to dedicate to her.
Mm-hmm. And plus, the older she gets, the easier it seems.
Exactly.
To get.
Like, you're in the 5 year, like, life just got right. easier.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to go back to bottles and waking up and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk you out of it. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. No.
Also, the other thing is, we actually travel a lot. Mm-hmm. And the thought of lugging all that stuff around again.
Yeah. It's definitely more with two.
It's daunting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And two is tough. I mean, it's wonderful. Yeah. I'm glad we did. My kids are 2 years apart. But like, our friends who come over with one kid are always like, wow. It's chaotic here.
It's hard. My kids are 4 years apart. So my daughter's 6 and my son is 2. And it's hard. It's hard right now. Yeah. 2-year-olds are hard.
We have friends who have done it since we all had our first together. Mm-hmm. And it is, there's a world of difference between one and two. Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a natural cutoff that's like your universe? Like if you run out of sperm or like your...
It would be like this year. And that has more to do with age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that is part of my concern with it is, you know, I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. So
in the words of Stacey and Chin, we're getting less bendy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're giving ourselves like it would be this year. Or we'd be done, because after that point, it'd be a big age difference with the kids. Mm-hmm. Kat doesn't want to be, you know, she has a cutoff for how late in life she wants to be a mom. Yep. Which I super.
I'm going to be a mom for this month. But new mom.
But yeah, I super.
So I have the paperwork over there that says I'm a mom for the rest of my life.
You're a mom.
But yeah, which I totally respect. And we, you know, we're happy. We're lucky. We have a great kid who we adore, who she's happy and healthy, and we get to do lots of fun things with her. So it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah,
it seems like.
Yeah,
like if it happens, it's great, and if it doesn't, we already have a great family. Mm-hmm. So
it's like the most close that I've heard to like the way the Straits are. You know, we're gonna try. If it doesn't happen, great. Or either way, great.
How's your insurance with the IUIs, IVFs, things like that? Are the IUIs covered?
No, I mean that's the other thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, being a lesbian is not a pre-existing condition, unfortunately.
Exactly. Right. and nobody pulled for Kristen Gillibrand, so because she was wanting to make all of that insured.
Right. So, yeah. Didn't work out.
So there is that too. I mean, there's just the like how much, as horrible as it is, that finances also play a factor.
Yeah. I mean, that's a legit concern.
For our families, that's a huge part of it. Huge.
Yeah. Because I'm like, every time I'm a little bit like, oh, and there's another part of Vivian's college fund.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can go to a community college now.
Yeah, because for every try, it's a huge chunk of change.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that gets tiring after a while. So I totally get that. Money plays a big factor in our families.
Well, normally this is a point where I would say, well, I am rooting for you, but I feel like I'm rooting for whatever is in your heart and your gut to happen. Cause mm-hmm. I think you might know, but you know, I don't want to get too in your business. I mean, I do, let's be honest, but.
No, I mean, I'm kind of rooting for whatever ends up happening. Like, I don't know. It's, I think there's like, you know, I think there's a couple more tries in our future. And then I don't think there's more than that.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I have my fingers crossed either way, I guess.
Yeah, it's literally six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Mm-hmm. Will you keep us posted, like at some point, and share with us like what happens?
Sure. Yeah.
Robin always wants an update.
The producer in me is always like, send me a voice memo. We're going to drop it in a future episode.
Whatever happens.
Just start calling you every month. I'm still not pregnant.
By the way, I'll be like, okay. And do we still feel good about that? Okay. Just tell me where I need to be. I am invested is what it means.
We only wish you the best with whatever happens. Of course.
Thank you.
But before we say goodbye to you, is there any place that people can like follow you or whatever? Amanda, you're also on another podcast. You're like a panelist. Is that correct?
Ooh.
Yes, I am on.
You're cheating on us with another podcast.
How dare you?
I am on Kimmy Gatewood's Mother of All Shows on the Erios Network. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's a parenting podcast where we cover kind of all aspects of parenting and raising kids. And then, yeah, Rebecca Johnson and I are on the panel for each episode, kind of offering extra points of view. I'm the token lesbian mom. I love it. Yep, you know how it goes.
It's good to be a token.
I mean, they are my dear friends and in no way tokenize me, but no, that's, I'm repping the community.
Well, that's good that they have that.
In that way.
I love that. Yeah. I love that they have that. That's great.
And so where can folks, they want to be able to follow you so that when you do come out with that superhero with our gay family, that they can, that they'll be the first to know. Where should they follow you guys?
I'm on Twitter literally all the time. You laugh.
It is true.
But it's true. So my Twitter is at Amanda Dibert. And then
mine is at Kat Staggs.
Okay.
And then I just have a regular website, which is just katstaggs.com.
Oh, cool. So, check it out.
And then books and comic stores.
All right.
That's
great.
Well,
thank you guys so much for sharing your story with us.
Of course. Thank you.
I love an easy breezy one-time pregnancy. That's awesome.
It's one of the firsts. Good job. And we wish you all the best with the future. Whatever it holds.
Send me voice memos.
Send Robin voice
memos. I will monthly, every time I menstruate.
Still not yet.
Oh, I love them.
I love those too.
I know. So cool.
Right? Jamie, do you think they'll make a comic book series based on us and our ovaries, like some kind of like superhero thing?
I mean, what would our superpower be?
Do we like throw eggs? Like, pew pew pew? Like we have little fallopian tube arms, and we like, and eggs come shooting out and splatter people.
Ew!
Come on,
superheroes. Tube arms. Like, you just made it dark. No,
that way, our costume is like one big like lady parts, and the arms are the fallopian tubes.
It's a uterus. Right?
Yeah, we're a giant uterus.
I gotcha. And eggs.
And we have to have some kind of like Wonder Twin power, like form of hyper ovulation.
What's wrong with you? And the eggs just shoot out of our sleeves every time we need them.
Just like Spider-Man.
Palm. Yeah.
It's like Spider-Man. Pew, pew, pew. And sometimes they're hard boiled, sometimes they're not.
Depending on what we need to do. We might need to stick somebody to a building, right?
So Amanda and Kat, we are brimming with ideas. If you want to tap us, we have some for you.
They are like, why did we talk to these ladies?
I know. Everybody feels that way. It's okay. We're used to it.
Okay. Well, get working on that, guys.
For everybody, stay safe out there. Wash your hands. Yes. Do all the things.
Wash your hands.
And if you want to take your mind off of COVID and Corona and all that nonsense, let's get on social media and chat.
Mm-hmm. You can go to Ovaries Talk on Twitter, Ovaries_Talk on Instagram.
If These Ovaries Could Talk on Facebook, you can also join our community there and you can talk to other listeners, which is fun. Mm-hmm. You can also join our community on patreon.com/ovariestalk for bonus content.
And thank you so much to our sponsor, Ember Yoga Sleep, and a special shout out to BetterHelp during these trying times. And thanks for helping us make this show possible. We really appreciate you guys.
And here's a little
song. Hello, baby. Let's sing together.
Did I say I'm in my kids' room?
Do
my
God. Do they wobble to and fro?
Oh, my God. Eggs. Ovaries.
Out.
If these ovaries could talk, they would say. Ovaries out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.